This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. State prosecutors are gathering data to see whether they are treating defendants charged with similar crimes differently based on their race or ethnicity. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Researchers have found that more Latino and Black people are arrested compared to their composition in the state's population. The reports also found a greater percentage of cases involving Black individuals had cases dismissed or had their charges reduced, while a higher number of cases involving Latino defendants resulted in a guilty plea. Prosecutors widely say this data is helpful in sparking reform and training within their offices. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado's congressional Democrats are criticizing a hospital's decision to stop offering tubal ligation or tube tying procedures. CPR's Dina Sieg says the move will affect the only hospital in Durango with a maternity unit.
The Democrats say that all Coloradans should have access to the full spectrum of reproductive health care. The Colorado Sun reports that Mercy Hospital staff received training reiterating Catholic values that forbid sterilization as a form of birth control. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Three facilities in the Pikes Peak Library District have tested positive for meth contamination. Penrose Library in downtown Colorado Springs is closed until further notice. One restroom in another library is also closed for further testing. The library district decided to test for meth earlier this month after other libraries along the Front Range reported contamination. Xcel Energy says it's clearing up a backlog of 4,000 applications for home solar power connections. Some Coloradans have waited months for Xcel to connect their home to the electric grid. The state says it will decide this week whether Xcel should refund customers for missed energy credits. This is CPR News and KRCC.